Another interesting poll question we posed to the faculty was based on the case of a 60-year-old woman with well-controlled hypertension in whom adjuvant chemotherapy with an anthracycline is being considered. We asked the faculty what they would tell such a patient about the risk of anthracycline-related cardiomyopathy, and the results range from 0.5% to 10%. I asked Dr. Henderson what he would say.
I used about 2% as what my estimate would be. I don't know what to do with the decrease in 50%. I think you need to explain that to the patient. I think you need to give both of those numbers. Obviously, congestive heart failure is the important one, but with the high frequency of LVEF, the story isn't over yet. And you have to assume that probably if you follow these patients another 10 years, that 1% is going to become 2 or 3%.
Hope?
But again, I think there are comorbid conditions that contribute, which are hard. I agree completely with your comments about the first analysis, although it was a great analysis in terms of stimulating studies of patients we can actually track and we know what medical problems they had. It's not definitive because of the problems you mentioned. In terms of what you would tell a patient, I'm still unclear about whether or not we would tell somebody who's getting 4 cycles of AC based on the epirubicin data that they have a higher than 1% rate of cardiac damage. I mean, I don't know that we know how to judge the cardiac damage risk, and well-controlled mild hypertension, again, we're not sure that that as a pre-existing condition increases your long-term risks of CHF from an anthracycline. It may increase your risks of getting CHF. We don't know that from the Medicare database yet, so it still seems to me that 1% is a reasonable number, and I would be curious as to what people would tell that patient, because we were all across the board there.
Chuck, I view you as the cardio-oncologist here. What are your thoughts on this?
I had answered 0.5% based on the NSABP tox tables, and assuming that by heart failure you mean 3-4 heart failure, not I'm a little dyspneic and my EF is 48. I mean, that's a key question to answering that. What exactly do you mean by heart failure? And the 0.5% is grade 3-4 toxicity, and that's consistently around 0.5% with AC times 4. And I do think that that was 720 per meter of epirubicin, so it shouldn't be extrapolated down. But I have been telling patients for a long time, since I was watching the B31 cardiac data on what happened with AC Taxol, that their chances of having drops in their ejection fraction that we would have some concerns about, just recognizing that it is a real drop. I've been telling them that's probably up there around 5 or 6%. So this is why I like that we're backing off chemo and our node negatives, because I've been worrying about all the anthracyclines we throw at ER-positive patients for some time.